Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of the Suicide Prevention Podcast. This is Dr. Dawn, the suicide prevention pharmacist. And for today's episode, I wanted to talk about Project 2025. This is a project that is within the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention. It's part of the work that they're doing. They are working with several other organizations. So I wanted to highlight that project and talk a little bit more about that for our podcast episode today. Before we get started, as always, I want to mention the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline and the Crisis Text Line. If you or somebody you know are in crisis, you can call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and this is in the United States of America. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The number is 800-273-8255. Again, that number is 800-273-8255. The crisis text line, you can text the word HOME, that's H-O-M-E, to 741-741. Again, you can text the word HOME, H-O-M-E, to the number 741-741. Now, going back to Project 2025, this is an initiative from the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention, and you can go to their website, which is afsp.org, and you can look into Project 2025. But its overarching initiative or goal is to reduce the annual rate of suicide in the U.S. 20% by 2025. So that is the overall idea, is to reduce the annual rate of suicide in the U.S. 20% by 2025. So what AFSP has done, along with its board of expert advisors, is they have looked at who we are losing to suicide, how we are losing them, where we are losing them, and what we can do to save lives. So again, to repeat those, AFSP and its board of expert advisors have looked at who we are losing to suicide, how we are losing them, where we are losing them, and what we can do to save lives. Within that work, 4 critical areas have been identified to save the most lives in the shortest amount of time. And what this group has found is that those 4 critical areas are firearms, healthcare systems, emergency departments, and correction systems. So again, those 4 critical areas are firearms, healthcare systems, emergency departments, and correction system. So there's a lot of work being done in these particular areas to address reducing the rate of suicide in the United States. So there are different strategies for each of these critical areas, and there's lots of different numbers and goals as to how they will work towards reducing that number of suicides with the strategy, projection, and tools that are going to be utilized. So the AFSP website has a lot more information about those 4 critical areas and how that will be addressed. So I also wanted to mention the other groups that are involved. It's not just AFSP. They are working with lots of different groups. So I wanted to name the ones that are currently on their website. And the first one is the National Commission on Correctional Healthcare. Then we have the National Action Alliance for Suicide Prevention. We have SafeSide Prevention, the American College of Emergency Physicians, the National Institute of Mental Health, Aetna, Education Development Center, the United States Department of Veterans Affairs, the Coalition on Psychiatric Emergencies, SPRC, the CDC, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the group Zero Suicide in Health and Behavioral Healthcare, and Lundbeck. So that is the listing that I currently see on the AFSP website, but there may be more people involved and other individuals are highlighted as well if you go to Project 2025 at AFSP.org. So I want to encourage everyone, as you're listening to this podcast, to think about the goal of Project 2025 and think about how that might be accomplished and take a look at the work that AFSP and these other organizations are doing towards reaching that goal. We are in 2022. As I'm recording this, we are in April of 2022. So 2025 is not that far away. And there definitely is a lot of work to be done. But I think we're working towards making progress and we can reach that goal. So I look forward to seeing the work that continues to go on to see where we've been, where we're going, and how we can get better and save lives and also help those that are impacted or have been impacted by suicide and working towards prevention for anybody who has been touched by suicide or affected by it. Obviously, this is an issue that has touched many lives and many people, and unfortunately, those who have been affected, if they're a suicide loss survivor, if they have made an attempt, been whatever way they've been touched by it, I think a lot of those people would agree that prevention and thinking and focusing on prevention as a response to whatever happened is a step forward, even though it is very challenging or can be very challenging to have been touched by suicide in some way. But I do definitely applaud the work of ASFP, and I think I might have said that wrong, but AFSP, and the partnerships that they've made, and all of the individuals that are contributing to this project, or to cast a wider net, a thank you to everybody who is working on suicide prevention in some way, whether that's telling your story, talking about suicide, getting rid of that stigma, or working towards getting rid of that stigma about talking about suicide or issues related to suicide, talking about suicide prevention. This is work that all of us can be a part of, and we can all contribute and all add value to working on this important cause. So I mentioned some bigger players here, but it takes everybody. And so I do want to thank everybody who is involved. I want to thank everybody who's listening to this podcast and who is working on suicide prevention as well. It really takes all of us to make change happen. So with that, I will once again mention the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline and the Crisis Text Line. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and this is in the United States of America, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The number is 800-273-8255. Again, that number is 800-273-8255. And that is for people in the United States of America. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, that is the number that you can call. From a text perspective, you can text the crisis text line. That is where you can text the word HOME, H-O-M-E, to the number 741-741. Again, the crisis text line, you can text the word HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741-741. Thank you all again for listening today. Thank you for all that you do for suicide prevention. And I will catch you next time. This has been Dr. Dawn, the suicide prevention pharmacist. Take care.